Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah, you may be seated. I'm going to preach tonight, if the Holy Ghost would favor me for a little while on where... Are you looking up here at me? Where is your Nineveh? And if you'd do me a favor, I'd like for a little while if you to take down your guard. If you're in here and saved, surely the Holy Ghost won't do you any harm tonight. Just let Him come in and invade every corner of your heart and find them dark places and shine the light of the Word of God where you live. Let me, if God will help me, by the direction of the Holy Spirit, to look around and see where you are and where you need to be. Every child of God, man, woman, boy, or girl, has a Nineveh. There is a place where you need to be to ultimately please God in your life. I'm preaching tonight to folks that's been saved for 20, 30, 40 years. And you're nowhere close to your Nineveh. There's a place where God wants you to get in your Christian life and experience that'll be pleasing to Him. But you've took an exit early. You've decided, like Jonah, that you've got a better plan than God the Almighty. In the life of Isaac, he had his Nineveh. I think it was on Mount Moriah. He might tell you something else, but from the Scripture, it looked like that that's the peak of his being here on earth. On an altar with a knife going back over him. Your Jonah may not be somewhere preaching in a great camp meeting, preacher. But if you're right in your heart tonight, you'll say, God, wherever it is, hammer down, I'm a-going. Wouldn't it be a tragedy tonight, sir, become housewife, to live all your life and never get to your Nineveh? Some of you preachers are pastoring the church and they're taking care of you and buying you suits and helping you buy a car. And you settle in and say, here I stay, without ever asking God, is this my Nineveh? Is this where God should have me to get? Many a preacher's been ruined by a 2- and 3-story house. Some of us fellas, God help me tonight, I couldn't stand a 3-story house. Some of you tonight ought to have been living still in a trailer. But you took an early exit and moved into a finer house and a better car, and the touch of God came off of you. He had a different route and a higher road for you to travel. You see, for you to keep the power of God on your life, you'll have to stay on the boat in the direction toward the place where the God of heaven has so ordained that you ought to be to reach the height of your ministry. God came down in Jonah's life. We see Him beforehand in a little old, a glorious sermon back over yonder to the people of Israel, telling them how God would enlarge their coast. But I want you to know the scene changes now. And God comes down to Jonah. Never says, oh, you're such a great man of God. And you're the only one can do it. And Jonah, I've got a place for you to go. But he just simply came down and pointed over yonder toward a city with 120,000 people that didn't know their right hand from their left, and said, preacher, go preach. Never promised him an offering. Never said the associational missionary will be over there and see your greatness and put you into a church that'll be better than anything this association's ever seen. He just said, preach. I wrestled with God when he called me to preach. You heard me say it. I said, no, Lord. I'm not going to settle me some kind of old, rugged, ragged preacher. I told him what size building I wanted to hold 1,000 in Bedford Stone in air condition. Had it all laid out for him. But the heavens turned to brass when I went back to pray. All God would do is to point to a pulpit and say, preach! Finally, I got out and took the, I took the Bedford Stone off of it. And a little later on, I took the air conditioning out of it. Then I took the size down to 500, and then 100, and then 50, and then 10. Finally, God drove a groundhog out from underneath that old chestnut tree where I prayed and said, if you mean business, son, preach to him. I said, Lord, if this is my Nineveh, this is where I preach. Brother Bentley, I said that in John chapter 3 and verse 16, I told that groundhog, thank God, Jesus, I came to bring him. I know he couldn't get saved, but thank God I told him what God said to tell him. We've been cheerleaded down through the years until I was told back under in the 60s, unless I had 100 conversions a year, I wasn't no kind of preacher. All that sort of the Lord outfit that drove me, they thought they'd drive me to everybody's door in the state of Kentucky and try to get them to make some kind of decision. But along there somewhere, I remembered to pray. Back down yonder in the woods, behind that old holler log, I realized my Nineveh, I was not in a great church. I mean inside. But thank God hit us to preach and let God take care of us. I couldn't handle prosperity. I'm 62 years old now, about 10 or 12 years old ago. I made the startling discovery that if God blessed me too much, I'd get to strutting. And you say, preacher, what are you saying? I'm just being honest. Amen. And a strutter's never a preacher. But I knew, thank God, I've known for years and years that my Nineveh is walking up and down through this country just wherever God will put me, of a hand, a pulpit, a pounding and a preaching the Word of God. I've turned down some Kate meetings and we'll turn down more. And I love Kate meetings. But so many of them, thank God, this is not that way. It's a contest place and a place to preach again. And that's not my Nineveh. If the God of heaven can't fix me a place to preach, I might as well shut her down and go to the house. Jonah said, I know God's. I see him tell his wife that night. I said, you know, I really felt like today I ought to go to Nineveh. That only low-down bunch, they don't need preaching to. They need a killing. Just let them die. That's what God's going to do, and I'm going to go off in a different direction. I don't feel like it could be the will of God for me right now to go to Nineveh. Maybe some other day. Or maybe his wife persuaded him that they'd lose their house and couldn't make their payments if he went off down into Nineveh. Nobody down there believed in tithing. I'd rather preach where God wants me to preach. If my wife leaves me, if my children all forsake me, I have decided to follow Jesus. My brothers and sisters would never come to hear me preach. Oh, they made a courtesy call a time or two. They'd never come. Some came to me after I'd been preaching a few years and said, "You know, Hanley, I need to give you some advice." He said, "You know, I believe you'd fit better in the Church of God than you do in the Holy Church." And I said, "I didn't start off to fit. I started toward my neighbor." To tell you the truth tonight, I'm on my road to my Nineveh. It may be possible, but I don't know when I reached it. I mean, where God ultimately would have me to be. I'm going to tell you, Union Chapel folks, something tonight. For the last 6 weeks, I've already resigned in my heart 3 times. You see, I love that church with all my heart. I've almost shed my blood there, and they know that's right. But I'm heading for my Nineveh. And everything else is incidental. It's just the thing along the way that God wants me to do while I'm on the road to where the Holy Ghost wants me to do service. It looked like in Isaac's life, after that, you know, that on the mountain, he just kind of floated along. It looked like after Jonah preached, he went on the hill and did his little old pouting thing. We never hear from him anymore. Somewhere along here, you may reach your Nineveh and then just kind of float off the rest of the way. But I'm going to tell you, while you're floating away from your Nineveh, you can shout. Amen. Praise His blessed name that you've reached your place. And I'm going to tell you, dear sir, that little old church over yonder propped up with rocks and sticks may be your Nineveh. Don't look any higher. Pray and preach and labor. Thank God if that's where God wants you. Stay with it. There is no greater place than to be in your Nineveh, in God's sight. Them preachers hunting bigger churches are like the Joneses trying to keep up with them, you know. There's been lots of them fellas that's passed me. But you know, after a while I met them coming back. Calling me on the phone and saying, "Preacher, I've made a mess. I believe I'll just walk slow. Thank God, stay on the right boat and get in by Nineveh." There are some ladies in this building tonight. You'd think now that I'm just preaching to preachers, but it ain't so. For every housewife, for every young lady, for every mama, there's a Nineveh in your life. It may be for you to marry, settle down and raise children and guide the house. You oughtn't want anything better than that. If that's God's Nineveh for your life, He wants you to marry a preacher, raise his young'uns, and stand behind him and smile and say amen and work his white shirt. You ought to do it, and thank God you've reached your Nineveh. Amen. Jonah got over yonder and got on the wrong boat and got out of the will of God and got in a storm. How many of you live in a storm because you're out of the will of God? Oh, you know better than God knows. You know, down through the years, God's had some things planned for you, but you couldn't live in that atmosphere. So you're living tonight on the wrong boat, and you stay in the storm. in your life wearying and fretting when really you know you're not on the road to your Nineveh. There's preachers tonight here under the sound of my voice that'll spend your life, no doubt, according to human nature, on the wrong boat. I know some mamas that used to be on the right boat. They changed boats. Used to pray of their youngins and grandmas. Used to pray of them grand youngins. But something drew you away. You decided it really maybe wasn't right to dress like the old man of God said and the word of God said and to live like it said live. And you was on the right road to your Nineveh, happy in the Lord. But you made an early exit. You'll probably never reach it. Because you got off of the road. Now, I want you to look here at Jonah on the wrong boat and asleep. A lot of churches on the wrong boat and asleep. Some of them a long time ago had an altar. Some of them had a preacher that preached in the power of God and directed sinners on how to get right, but they've left that and missed their Nineveh. Their children are going to hell. God help us in 1998 to come back again by our road to Nineveh. I've never seen such a departure as I'm seeing this day and age all across this country where me and these other preachers trap. We've about forgot what the Holy Ghost is. I carry on meetings and not one testimony. Not one Holy Ghost testimony in all the meetings. Not one, it seems, real spiritual response to the message that's preached. It seems the church is a game. That it's a club, a place to go to laugh and be entertained by the singing and the joke telling from the pulpit. And along comes an old man of God and they think everything I say, they're supposed to laugh at it. It's easy for me to tell when you've been living in a novelty shirt and the man of God comes along, they still want to run the novelty rack. If we want to get somebody in here, you know, to entice the crowd, we'll get a ball player. Sometimes not even the same color we are. An adulterous whoremonger. Always work and play on God's day, you know. God, what a mess. We'll entice our young people and say, we're on our road to Nineveh. And yet our children's idols, like Brother Tim said, is not the men of God and some Christian, but it's some actor in Hollywood. I told my people on Sunday, they buried Frank Sinatra last week. Oh, he was somebody back in the 50s and 60s. Some of you young people don't know about old Blue Eyes. He was the first one that I ever knew about that the girls would tear his clothes, pieces of his clothes, while he's trying to guard it at the guarding. They called him the chairman of the board. But I said to my people, son, did you ever notice that them fellas like Elvis and the Beatles and Hen Frank Sinatra and John Wayne, did you ever notice they die? Isn't that amazing? They all die. And they told son he's going to tell what he had buried with him in his casket. You imagine it was his mama's ring or his daddy's granddaddy's Bible. Oh no. They put a bottle of whiskey and a pack of Camels and a dollar's worth of dimes. He said he wanted them dimes in case he needed to make a phone call. Can you imagine anybody following a fellow like that with a low IQ? I'm glad, thank God, that my Nineveh didn't go through Hollywood, but thank God I'd have some old Baptist church. Thank God for the Word of God preached in power, where holy living is believed in and practiced. Thank God for modern. I wouldn't have you preachers' jobs. Some of you preachers, Lord, you pastor great churches, but I wouldn't be where you are for $1 million. I went to Howes' church in Hammond, and Dr. Howes' place. I don't want to be disrespectful. I know some of you like me to call him names, but I'm not going to. I'm not in that business. But I went over to his church, you know, just to see, and had to have a guide. We went in, I had to wait for a guide, you know, to get loose and take us through. Well, I thought about my church. We don't need no guide over there. I just opened the front door and said, there it is, y'all. But it's my Nineveh!
Yes!
I took some fellas from North Carolina here that pastor big churches in Lenore and other places. They've been my country, and I said, I want you just to go with me. Went over to Union Chapel, a little old outfit, won't hold 300. You might get them in there. It'll be tax sitting. We drove up there, and I guess they wondered why I was so bouncy. I got out and took him in, and then fell up in the floor. I guess they thought I was ashamed. But I'm proud, thank God. For right now, that's my Nineveh. And I'm proud of it, thank God. I couldn't pastor Howes' church. He couldn't pastor man. My people have run him off, thank God.
Amen.
Down yonder on the bottom deck of sleep. And we honor Nineveh, young'un today. Now, if I know how things go between the time that Jonah, God called him to go until the time he actually got there, with a city of 120,000 people, somebody died and went to hell. While you're lolling and gagging around in your little old sidetrack ministry, sir, ma'am, somebody died and go to hell. I see these mamas worrying with these youngins. Well, we got a crop of youngins at Union Chapel always. God blessed us. A little crop of youngins. Worry them out. That's my daughter-in-law. I said to Miss Kathy, now, did you get anything out of the service this morning? She said, well, I caught it. She's got three young little girls. Said, I caught a few words. Listen to her, and listen to wanting to go downstairs, listen to wanting another drink, and listen to puking on her. But I'll assure you, I heard her stand not long ago, along about here in Union Chapel Church, and cry, and said, I want to thank God that He let me quit teaching school and stay home with my young'uns. You say, why, preacher? Because that turned into the... She's living in ecstasy and glory because she believes God has ordained her to be a mama. I'm not bragging on her, I'm making a point. She's got a master's degree in teaching, elementary education. You say, she's got wasted all them years. No. Dummy. That little old 5-year old girl, she's a tutoring her every day, just like she is one of her pupils. That mama stayed home with them young'uns. Babysitter's not raising them. Every Sunday morning when they come in church, I'll already be seated. Them poor granddaughters of mine, they'll get in and get set down. I say, I'll whisper to the mama, and the mama say, can go ahead. All them a march holding on to one another and come up here and hug and kiss Grandpa. One of the men sitting on the amen corner, one of them smart hacks the other day said, boy, them kids got the grit. But I want to tell you, thank God, I'm in by Nineveh. I'll hug my grandchildren and preach to them and lash them with the word of God, thank God, and do my job, because there's coming a day when I'll face God for what I've done with my Nineveh.